For many people, Sabbath is an alien idea. It feels like a throwback to ancient Jewish culture, which has very little relevance for modern life. In fact, it is as important today as it ever was. The word Sabbath means simply rest, and is a principle that is woven throughout the Bible. The two main reasons given for why God's people should rest on the Sabbath are because God rested when he had finished creating the world, Genesis 2:2-3, and so that the people could remember that God had freed them from slavery, Deuteronomy 5:15. Freedom is a vital strand of the Sabbath principle. Only those who are free can have the luxury of a time to rest. Taking time to rest reminded God's people that it was God who had given them that freedom. As a result, within Judaism, the Sabbath is seen as a time of great joy and spiritual enrichment. Indeed, Sabbaths were not just applied to people. They were also applied, amongst other things, to farming land. Fields were to be left fallow 1 year in every seven, so that the soil could rest and the nutrients could return. Just like people, soil needed time to rest, recuperate, and become fruitful again. In the New Testament, Jesus continued to observe the Sabbath, but not to be bound by it rigidly. As he said in Mark 2:27, the Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath. In other words, the Sabbath is for our benefit, not our restriction. For many years of Christian history, it was very easy to keep the Sabbath day. Shops and pubs would shut, swings would be tied up, and all forms of amusement removed for a day of enforced rest and worship of God. Hardly surprisingly, there are few people today who would support such draconian practices, not least because they seem to have lost sight of Jesus' own teaching about Sabbath being for our benefit. But it does beg the question of how we should observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. It is hard these days even to identify a single Sabbath day. Many people simply do not have the luxury of the same day off every week to spend with others. So we face a challenge, but it is an important challenge for each one of us to reflect on. How should we keep proper rest time? Time which reflects the recognition that we all need time to rest, recuperate, and become fruitful again. Time which lives out in practice the principle that rest is for our benefit, not our restriction. Time which draws us back again to remembrance of the God who created the world in the first place and then rested.